Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Revoice Reviews, guys. Episode 2. It is me, Caroline.
And I'm Clara.
We're back, and this time we are reviewing another fall movie, but it's a little different. Little murder mystery. We reviewed Knives Out, or we watched Knives Out this week.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite movies because it's really interesting. I like the murder mystery vibe. I really like the first and second one, and it's been a while since I've watched the first one, so I feel like I just need a little refresh before the third one. I think it's called Wake Up Dead Man.
Yes,
I think that's the exact name. It comes out, when does it come out? I think
is
November.
It December?
It comes out December 12th on Netflix, but November 26th in select theaters. I think.
Yes, okay.
This sounds like an ad. Check your theaters, guys.
Check your theaters.
See if it's coming
you.
Out.
Support your local theaters, actually.
Yes. That too. But have you seen Knives Out before?
Yes. This is, I would say, my second viewing of it. Always a classic. I find the humor really good. Yeah. I feel like the casting was also very good in that
stellar casting. So, the synopsis of Knives Out. Essentially, Harlan Thrombey. Is a famous novelist, and he was killed, police ruled it a suicide. However, Benoit Blanc, aka Daniel Craig, was anonymously sent money to investigate the death because they believed that it was not a suicide. Everyone in the family is a suspect, and that includes Linda, who is eldest daughter, Richard, Linda's husband, Walt, the youngest son, Joni, the ex-wife of the middle child of Harlan, who has now passed. So much. Meg, who is Joni's daughter. We have Jacob. Oh, gosh. I don't remember which one. He's one of the kids. I don't remember who
Walt's
the parent
kid?
Is. I think he might be Walt's kid.
Yeah,
yeah. He was Walt's. And then there is Ransom, who is Linda and Richard's child. And then we also have the housekeeper who found Harlan dead, who is Fran. And then we also have the nurse, Marta. With this investigation, with this big family member, Benoit Blanc takes on Marta as his sidekick, pretty much, after finding out she pukes when she lies. Which is
nasty,
pretty crazy.
But
very smart for a detective, obviously. He can figure out the truth fast. And also, he was trying to figure out who anonymously sent him the money to investigate in the first place. For a while, you think Marta did it because she accidentally drugged Harlan with morphine and essentially told her to run so he could stage it as a suicide. She actually gave him the right medicine. And someone else did it. Did you have any guesses?
Ransom, I think when he initially starts becoming very close with Marta, that's when I started to become suspicious, because I was like, why are you getting close to her? Walt would have been a good person because he had a motive. He basically got cut off the family business.
Richard, I thought he was so funny because he was just spilling all the beans right after Linda was like, I'm not telling you anything about what happened.
Oh yeah.
My father is dead.
That's a big note. These people hate each other.
Yeah,
this is not, they have
so
real,
messy.
It's so messy. Everyone's throwing each other low-key under the bus, or just this person sucks, or that person's going through bills or whatever, or they were using Harlan's money. Everyone I think has their own different
vendetta
against
each other in some kind of way.
Sure.
It's a competition of who's
the
favorite
best.
Child.
Who's the favorite.
Yeah, who's the best.
There was competition, there was favor, they all wanted to sort of win his affection and his love. It's an interesting family dynamic between all of them.
Yeah, and I think it's very evident once they get into, I think the will reading day is a very big catalyst in the movie, because you find out that Harlan did in fact change his entire will a week before he died and left all his everything to Marta. So that honestly brought them together, but prior to them finding out, you could tell within the will reading how separated each one of them were from each other in different ways.
Sure.
So once everyone finds out that Marta has been given all this stuff, then they all immediately start ganging up on her,
swarming her,
except for Ransom, who actually was the way out. Ransom shows up only on the will reading day. He did not show up to the funeral, and when he shows up, they call him Hugh, his first name, and he goes, "Only the help calls me Hugh." Just keep that in mind, friends. But after that, they kind of go off together. Yeah. Marta admits what really happened with the overdose and the staging of the suicide.
I think during that time also, she was like contemplating giving back the sort of will or like the resources and everything back to the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was just like so nervous also about like her own family, like because I think her mom, they mention a lot of times her mom is undocumented, and she was like, I can't get framed for this.
I think prior to like after the will reading, like Wall came over to her place and was like,
oh yeah,
Loki threatening her,
and Meg, and then yeah. Meg called her too and was like, no one's listening, and then she turned around and the entire family was listening in on the call. So yeah, it was really interesting how they all kind of like ganged up together, and how Marta's own reaction to like, she just felt bad. She didn't want the will initially. Oh wait, the toxicology report too.
So yeah, basically after,
there's so much that goes down in this movie.
It's a very layered story, yes. But it's really good because yeah. I think it's like after like she confesses to Ransom. Ransom's like, okay, like we need to get this toxicology report because like that's gonna prove that you're guilty. And so you really need to get it.
Yes.
And then I think like she receives like an email.
Yes,
something.
Like an anonymous email saying, like, meet me at this location, after she got mail saying, I know what you did, with a copy of her medical bag tag. So they go to the location. The next day, magically, the toxicology office is burnt to flames. Marta eventually still goes to the unknown location and is able to find out that it was Fran that sent the note.
But guess what? Fran's like basically like nearly dying. Like yep. She's like trying to like breathe, trying to gasp for air, but like she's on a thin line yeah. right now. And then like Marta has like this like sort of dilemma where she's like, should I just leave it be and like yes. just let her die?
Because Fran said to her, you did this.
Yeah.
And so she felt really guilty. She didn't know what to do, but ultimately she still ended up saving her. After that, she announces that she has morphine overdosed Harlan. How do you say his name? After that was admitted, she tells Blanc, when he finds out, I would love to just like tell the family, like I feel extremely guilty for what I did. They deserve to hear it from me, what exactly happened, before like I go to jail and they get the will back, whatever. She finds the stashed toxicology report. When she handed it to Blanc, she goes over and starts to tell them, except Blanc doesn't let her at all. And doesn't let any of them leave. Come to find out, the toxicology report shows that he did in fact die by ruled suicide. Blanc starts put together the pieces that, oh, if he didn't overdose on morphine within the 10 minutes, like Marta said, then who switched the vials? Because she did give him the vial of morphine, so someone clearly switched like the medicine. Come to find out, you did this? That was really, Hugh did this. It was Ransom, guys.
Ransom basically thinks he's gonna get away with it because like, oh, well like, yeah, I might've killed Fran, but like, you know, like she's still alive. Yeah. So like that's attempted murder.
What does he say? So what, I killed Fran, but I didn't. So what do you have me for?
Literally.
Attempted murder? A good lawyer, which I have. Like that's the one thing I remember.
He was like, which I have. Marta gets a call from the hospital and she's like, oh, like Fran's gonna be fine. Ransom turns back to Marta and he's like, you don't deserve our family. Like we were good to you. Like basically calling her all sorts of things and like just being rude in general. Something's happening. She doesn't look too well. Throws up in his face, like particles on his face. It's truly like, I look, he was like, oh, and then I was like, yeah. Literally, like, I think when I was looking at it and registering, I was like, oh,
yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you, like, Fran's dead, and yep. You just confessed to her murder. Silence. He looks like, he's like, and then literally, One of the detectives, like, literally has, like, a phone on, like, record.
Oh, yeah, voice recording it all.
Yep. So, basically, yeah, he got caught. He confessed to the murder. Mm-hmm. He's going to jail. Yep. So, it's not even attempted. You murdered her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about that good lawyer.
And then he tried to kill Marta, too, because right after, there's the beautiful, like, circle knife thing, which I would love to mention that when Benoit Blanc finds it out, he's like right in the circle of all the knives. It's the only time anyone is perfectly in frame is when he finally figures out who did it. That was like my favorite part, that little knife thing. And turns out when he tried to grab a knife, it was a prop knife.
And literally even Harlan, like, before said, like, oh, Ransom can't know the difference between a real knife and a fake knife. And look what happened. Marta keeps the will and everything. Yep. I think so.
She keeps the house. Yeah, it ends with her, like, sipping the coffee cup that says, like, my house, my rules.
No, literally. And, like, she's overlooking the whole family. Honestly, it was a really fun movie.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah. There's not, like, a dull moment in this movie as to why we just did, like, a play-by-play of the whole thing.
No, literally. I feel like a full, like, a football coach or something. I'm just like, this play happened, then that happened, then that intersection. Oh, it was crazy. But yeah, no, it was really fun movie. I think there was also a little commentary on, like, class division in a way as well.
Yeah, for sure.
When they're doing their interviews in the beginning, like, Linda's saying, like, oh, like, Marta's family's from, I think, like, Ecuador.
Yeah.
But then, like, Richard's saying, like, Marta's family's from Uruguay. And then, like, they had the whole thing about, like, politics.
Mm-hmm.
They all said that, oh, we treated you so well.
And yeah, we treated, like, you like family.
No, you didn't. The only one who really did was Harlan, and that's why he gave her the money. Yeah. Was because he genuinely was like, you're not using me for money.
Just such an incredible movie overall. It actually grossed $311 million worldwide on a $40 million budget. I learned that today while researching, guys. Pretty crazy. And Forbes called it a rare box office triumph for an original movie in an article.
True.
In 2019, which I agree. There's a lot of, like, I think Star Wars was probably out at the time too, so that's,
it wasn't a good
Star Wars movie, but it's hard to compete with the blockbuster type of film.
I think Endgame was also out during that time, so yeah, they were competing with a lot of like big blockbuster movies. Mm-hmm. But they
got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes too, and a 92% on the popcorn meter. What would you give it? I guess we could do Rotten Tomatoes / Popcorn Meter out of 100%.
Oh, out of 100. I know it's going to be in the 90s. Like, literally, I think 97, 98. Like, it's just, like, when I think murder mystery, it's just so good. And that's the thing. It keeps you guessing. Like, I don't think it's too obvious, I guess, that Ransom did it. But I don't know. I think it's just, like, really cool seeing, like, the characters are so wacky and fun. The family dynamic is fun. It's just a fun film overall. So I would give it 98 Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I think I'd give it like a solid like 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I really love this one. I am gonna be honest, I think I prefer the second one a little bit more.
Really?
I think I actually prefer Glass Onion more. I don't really know why. I really like that one. I think the cast, probably, I'm a little biased towards the cast in that one.
Mm.
I love Leslie Odom Jr. I love Kate Hudson. I love Katherine Hahn.
Janelle Monáe was good in that film.
Janelle Monáe is so good in that film, too.
Playing twins.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
So, yeah. I am biased to the cast, but I love the films. I'm so excited for the third one. I hope they do this until Rian Johnson, like, runs out of ideas, because I feel like there's so many different ways you could do this type of movie.
And that's one thing I appreciate about, like, the films is, like, it's a different cast, a different sort of crew, a new setting. Like, it's never the same.
Yeah, completely different experience each time.
No,
but still with the same concept. It's so good.
It's really good.
That's all we got for you. That was Revoice Reviews. See you guys soon. See you next week.
See you next
potentially.
Week.
Yeah. See ya.